This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. We learned last week that the state of Idaho has struck a deal with a group of investors who want to build a for-profit osteopathic medical school on Idaho State University's Meridian campus. When he made the announcement, Idaho Governor Butch Otter said the school would go a long way in solving Idaho's doctor shortage. A few days earlier, Otter consulted with Ted Epperle, head of the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho. Epperle says he expressed serious concerns about the new school. He told our Adam Cotterell that the Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine won't help with the doctor shortage, but often where they have their residency.
We keep 56% of our graduates in the state. And part of the reason is that for the 3 years of our family medicine residency, their spouse may find a job. If they have children, they're in school. They may have a great church they're going to. They've made connections and relationships in the community. In the state of Idaho, we only have 41 positions for residency training slots. So if we take this osteopathic school and we have 150 students per year that are graduating, then almost all of them will be leaving the state of Idaho on the date of their graduation. And so the ability to have them return to this state to help then with the doctor shortage or to go to rural Idaho is going to be almost negligible.
So you would suggest that what Idaho should be doing is greatly increasing the opportunities for residencies, expanding your program, creating more programs like yours?
Correct. The State Board of Education and the Idaho Medical Association both have come up with a strategy of growing the residency programs first. And that strategy has been talked about for years in the state, and that's why this sudden announcement of the osteopathic school really catches our state unaware. We don't have the infrastructure in place. It's way too large of a class size. The business model of this osteopathic school is to take 150 students per year and charge them anywhere from $45,000 to $50,000 a year tuition. That is what they must do to make profit for the medical school. The problem is there is no guarantee that these graduates will get a residency spot, not only in Idaho, but in the United States. Last year, the number of medical students graduating from the combined medical schools across the United States exceeded by 500 positions, all the residency training programs in the United States.
When the announcement was made, the person pegged to be the first dean of this school said that they are going to address this lack of spots for residency. He said they're going to work to create those, both in Idaho and in nearby states. In the amount of time before they have their first graduating class, can they create a significant number of new spots for residents?
I think that would be a stretch. Roughly about a 400% increase is going to take time. It takes about 2 to 4 years to create a residency program, and it's going to take resources and physicians willing to do that. I've been here in the state expanding residency training for the last 15 years and can tell you that it's a tough stretch to make something like that happen this quickly. It's not totally impossible for that to happen, but it's going to take a tremendous amount of communication, organization, and all the forces working together.
Is it possible that this new school could be a benefit to Idaho if everybody works very hard and gets a lot of new residency opportunities, that we could increase the number of doctors we have practicing in Idaho?
Yes. Yes, I think there is the possibility that if forces were aligned so that we immediately started to build out residency training opportunities, had a much more moderate size increase in the osteopathic school, then yes, I think we could get to a better place. But I think that it actually has the potential to create harm for the state of Idaho. Remember, we have more trainees than just physicians out there. We have nurse practitioner and PA student trainees too, which the state also needs, all of which are training with limited resources, limited preceptor sites, training sites here in Idaho. If all of a sudden you saturate the state with now additional students, all competing for the same precepting sites, it actually sets up an environment in which there's not enough to go around.
Ted Epperle is the head of the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho. He spoke with our Adam Cotterell about the proposed Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can learn more about osteopathic medicine at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.